Introduction. Welcome to stage 2 of our course. Data analytics and SQL for SQA in the AEC industry. In this stage, we will delve into the exciting world of data analytics applications specifically tailored for the architecture, engineering, and construction sector. As we transition into this dynamic segment, our focus will be on practical use cases that illustrate how data analytics can be leveraged to improve decision-making and operational efficiencies in AEC projects. By the end of this session, you will gain essential techniques for data preparation and SQL commands that are crucial for effective data retrieval and reporting. Let's embark on this journey together. Main content. Use cases in AEC. In the AEC industry, data analytics can be a game changer. Imagine a construction company that wants to optimize project timelines. By analyzing historical data from previous projects, they can identify patterns in delays and resource utilization. For instance, they might discover that projects often lag due to late material deliveries. By addressing this issue proactively, they can streamline their supply chain, ensuring materials arrive just in time, thereby reducing delays and costs. Another compelling use case is in cost estimation. Utilizing data analytics, firms can refine their bidding process by examining past project costs and outcomes. This predictive analysis allows them to create more accurate budgets, which can significantly enhance their competitive edge in securing contracts. The insight gained from data can lead to more informed decisions that directly impact the bottom line. Additionally, data analytics can be utilized in safety management. For example, by analyzing incident reports and safety training data, companies can identify trends in workplace accidents. If a particular site consistently reports injuries during specific tasks, this insight allows for targeted safety interventions, ultimately reducing risk and enhancing worker safety. Data cleaning and preparation. Now, let's shift our focus to data cleaning and preparation, a critical step in the data analytics process. Picture this. You have a vast dataset filled with valuable insights, but it's riddled with inaccuracies, duplicates, and missing values. Without a robust cleaning process, your analytics efforts could be compromised. Data cleaning involves several steps, such as identifying and correcting errors, removing duplicates, and filling in missing values. For instance, if you're working with project timelines, ensuring that dates are formatted correctly and consistently is essential. A simple SQL command can help you identify duplicates or null values, enabling you to create a clean dataset ready for analysis. Consider a scenario where your dataset includes project duration with some entries showing NA for completion dates. You can use SQL's backquote clause to filter these out, ensuring only complete records are analyzed. Remember, the quality of your insights is only as good as the quality of your data. SQL queries. Next, let's explore SQL queries. Structured query language, or SQL, is the backbone of data manipulation in analytics. It enables you to interact with your databases and extract valuable insights. For example, consider a project manager who needs to retrieve all completed projects within a specific time frame. With a simple SELECT query, they can access this information quickly, allowing for timely evaluations of project performance. Moreover, SQL allows for complex queries that can join multiple tables, providing a comprehensive view of interconnected data. For instance, if you need to correlate project costs with timelines, you can join tables containing budget data and project schedules, offering a holistic perspective on project health. Here's a simple query example. SQL, select projects, Project underscore name. Budgets, cost, timelines, completion underscore date. From projects. Join budgets on projects.id equals budgets, project underscore id. Join timelines on projects.id equals timelines, project underscore id. Where timelines. Completion underscore date between the 1st of January 2023 and the 31st of December 2023. Backquote, backquote, backquote. Understanding how to write these queries will empower you to extract insights crucial for informed decision making. Hash 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 reporting with SQL. Finally, we arrive at reporting with SQL. Effective reporting is essential for communicating findings to stakeholders. By utilizing SQL's reporting capabilities, you can summarize large datasets into meaningful insights. Imagine generating a report that highlights project performance metrics, such as cost overruns or schedule delays, at the click of a button. This capability not only saves time but also ensures that you present accurate, data-driven narratives to your team and clients. You can also create visual reports by exporting SQL query results into tools like Excel or visualization software. For example, after executing a query to summarize project costs, you might visualize this data in a bar chart to easily convey which projects exceeded their budgets. Additionally, you can automate reports using SQL scripts that run on a schedule, ensuring stakeholders receive regular updates without manual intervention. This proactive approach enhances communication and keeps everyone aligned on project objectives. Hash hash conclusion. In this stage, we explored the vast applications of data analytics in the AEC industry, focusing on practical use cases that demonstrate the value of data-driven decision-making. We discussed essential techniques for data cleaning and preparation, learned how to construct SQL queries for data retrieval, and discovered effective reporting methods using SQL. As you continue your journey in this course, remember that mastering these concepts will empower you to transition smoothly into roles that demand proficiency in data analytics. Hash hash reflection questions. 1. How can you apply data analytics to your current or future projects within the AEC industry? 2. What challenges do you foresee in the data cleaning process? And how might you address them? 3. How can the insights derived from SQL queries influence decision-making in your projects? Thank you for joining me in this stage of our course.